I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Welcome to The Masked Singer. We're It's the Super 9. I'm your host, Bria Williams, a super fan since season one. And to my bottom left, we have Serena Dong.
What's up?
Who's a super fan of The Masked Singer, South Korean.
Yes, yes.
And we have one of our favorites back, of course, Rob, the mastermind of all things music. Welcome back, Rob.
Hey, glad to be back.
Yes, we missed you.
Yes, likewise, guys.
Well, you came in and you came back at a great time because we're now at our Super 9, so all the fluff is done and we're at, like, the Masters now, you guys.
Finally. Yes.
I know. So just overall thoughts. Trina, you want to go first?
I thought it was an interesting episode because I kind of forgot the other groups by now. So it was nice to have a little reintroduction to everyone. Yeah, I thought everyone did, for the most part, pretty good.
Yeah. Rob, what about you?
Well, you know, I was happy because once again, it's the turtle train.
Oh, boy.
No, we had some really great performances from a lot of people. I underestimated some people's voices, and I got to see, like, you know, good stuff with their voices tonight. And I'm super happy with this episode, really.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both of you. I think that it was good to, like, get a refresher of all the groups together again and see them all on stage. So I'm excited. Before we get started, I know, Trina, you mentioned the chat is popping right now. So you just want to give a shout out?
Is, yes. We have Jazzy Jones, who I expect to kill us later in our game. Yes. Tara Baltz is there. We've got Miriam in the house. Everybody's talking. Everyone's talking about who is who and what is what. So I will chime in on their behalf throughout.
Okay, well, we have a lot of people to go through today, so let's just go by groups. So let's start with Group A, and yeah, let's just start with the turtle.
Rob, take it.
He did a really good cover of Higher Love. I mean, this one was poppy, but I like the different vocal ranges and the way that he attacked it. Honestly, I would rock to this version of Higher Love by Stevie Winwood in my car. But the turtle never disappoints. And that's why I'm on that train.
Oh, Rob, how many trains are you on now, Rob?
Whatever train takes me out of the station, you know. Some days it's the turtle, some days it was the banana, some days it was, well, I was going to joke and say the tiger, but it'll never be the tiger.
Ay.
But yeah, what do you guys think about, like, the clues?
Okay. So,
yeah, go.
So one of the clues were not just one thing, which I feel like all of our mass singers are all, like, multi-talented. So at this point, it's just kind of difficult because it's like everybody's multi-talented. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It didn't really help because they all kind of gave that clue, I feel like, this episode.
Exactly.
So I didn't really think they were helpful. I didn't think the comic book was helpful either. Unless you guys did. Amazing Adventure of Shell Boy.
Yeah, I'm confused. I don't know if that person is... I don't know if he was in a comic book or wrote a comic book or played a superhero in some movie. I don't know, but yeah.
I mean, it is Jesse McCartney. It just is.
What?
It's his voice, but I cannot justify it because I don't understand any of the clues. So I understand that it's his voice because I used to be a huge fan, but that's all I can tell you. You know what I mean? Wow. So I can't really, I can't back it up. But I also thought this during his first performances too. But again, then I still couldn't back it up either. You got the heartthrob thing. He says he doesn't just do which is a Jesse McCartney situation. He's an actor and a singer, a performer. But all the other stuff, I have no idea what any of it is.
Was he into comic books at any point? Do you know about that? If he was,
I'm trying to remember the movies that he was in, the things that he did. And I know the last thing he did was a Freeform show that was like a sitcom. But before that, I really couldn't put anything together. But I'm sure he was on some sort of soundtrack. Because he was a pretty big deal when he was around. He was, you know, a pop star. So I'm sure he touched all of those things with music somehow. I just don't remember his acting career very much.
All right.
All right.
Can we move on?
We can move on. Also, the chat does agree that it's Jesse McCartney, just so you know.
That's so it's so interesting, too, how, like, the world can say one person, but the judges never once say that person's name.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them say Jesse McCartney.
No, they haven't. But also, does anyone, it's kind of about what do they remember? Who do they know? Did they even listen to it back then? It was he's a very specific lane, for sure.
That's true. And I guess we're speaking from a different generation.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to the kangaroo.
Let's.
Who sang Not Ready to Make Nice by the Dixie Chicks. That was interesting. What are your thoughts on the kangaroo? Actually, can I start with the kangaroo?
Please, go.
I'm not the biggest fan of the kangaroo. Mm. I'm not exactly sure why. I think the energy amongst all the contestants are just so high. And I don't know what's going on with the kangaroo, but she's just not like Rui. I don't know. And so the guesses of Amber Rose and Indy Avery, like, it would be really cool. I definitely don't think it's Amber Rose, but I'm just saying, like, I'm just ready to know who it is because I'm not the biggest fan. And we now know it's not Iggy Azalea. So
I just am offended every time they say someone like Indy Avery or someone with a really incredible, incredible voice.
Yeah.
Because it's not what's happening. And like exactly what you're saying, the not Rue enough. The girl has such low energy. That's why I still think it's Jordan. Why can't I think of her last name now?
Woods?
Jordan Woods. Because that's her vibes too. And tonight when she was singing that, it was her speaking voice, I thought. But it's definitely Jordan Sparks, Indy Irie, those people are powerhouse singers in different ways, but hello. So I'm a little confused about the judges and who's saying what.
You know what, with the Amber Rose thing, that's the only one that I could see is possibly as feasible, like as far as someone who's totally unexpected, Amber Rose. And as far as like, I mean, back when she was with Kanye and after Kanye, you know, there's always been rumors running around online about her and gossip and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, and I don't know the kangaroo thing. I'm completely, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the little Rue, if you remember back to her first performances ish, we talked about it representing her little brother. And a child. So that's what made it a little bit different. I think it was funny that Nick chimed in, didn't he? Did they date Amber or Rose and Nick?
I don't think Amber Rose and Nick Cannon
dated.
It wouldn't be surprising if they did, though.
Wouldn't be surprised.
He dated
but
everybody.
Him and that turban. Anyway.
Well, I know you guys are eager to talk about this one. So let's just like jump into it. The White Tiger.
Yeah.
Yes. I know you guys love
Go
the
ahead,
White
Rob.
Tiger.
Take it, Rob.
He had he didn't have the best performance tonight. I don't want to call it bad, but it wasn't like it wasn't the opposite of bad. So it was more of a, I don't know. This one was more of like getting through the song. And then the song, you know, Too Sexy by Red Said Fred, like that's already like a, whenever you go to like karaoke bars and someone does Red, you know, Too Sexy by Red Said Fred, that's somebody who either A, doesn't want to sing, or somebody, you know, they lost a bet or something like that. Yeah. That's when you have that song. But good energy. It was entertaining as usual, the White Tiger, but you know, the vocal skills, yeah, they're not there. And I mean, yeah, this is good for him, you know, something where he didn't have to sing.
For sure. I thought basically the same. I expected everything that happened because that's how he does every performance. Like Rob said, he's not a bad performer because he's got so much energy and he's running around and jumping around. And what's not entertaining about watching someone in that giant suit run around? So mm-hmm. that part is all good. But yeah, I mean, it's not a singer, obviously.
Right. Yeah, obviously. And I agree with the both of you. I mean, it's clear that it's an athlete that has no singing talent abilities. And so, like you guys said, it's just entertaining to watch a 7-foot yeah. man run around a stage in a costume.
Yes.
Okay. So that's group A. Let's move on to group B. So let's yeah. talk about the Kitty. The Kitty saying "It's All Coming Back to Me Now" by Celine Dion.
Why don't you go ahead, Bria? This is your fave.
So or the is Kitty it not anymore? Cute. It's really oh. not. I
really.
It's not. The Kitty's mm. cute. But I don't know. I'm just really into these more like in your face characters now. After seeing group C, because group C was high energy and that's what we just came off of in the last few episodes. I'm just like, I'm still on like the group C high of their energy. Yeah. So mm-hmm. the other contestants just have to like bring it more. And the guesses of Nicole Richie and Vanessa Hudgens, if it is them, I'm just saying they're low energy. And like I just said, I'm on the high energy stroke. So
yeah.
Just not this week for me for the Kitty, but what did you guys think?
I feel that. Why don't I say something that the chat is saying? So mm-hmm. there's a guess by Z Gilbert. I hope that's how I say the first name. The Kitty is Jackie Evancho. I think some other people were saying that earlier too. I have no idea who that is.
I was just going to say, who is? No.
Yeah, I have no clue as well.
Yeah, I have no clue. Anyway, I thought the performance was good. And again, another thing that we expect. I don't think it's anyone that they're guessing, though. Like, mm-hmm. I don't yeah. think it's Vanessa Hudgens. I don't think any of that anymore. I thought she was probably better in her first performances. That's probably also why she's not your fave anymore. Because she maybe used it all at the beginning.
True.
No, I thought Kitty did well tonight. The song she chose, you know, the Celine Dion song, it's a hard song because Celine Dion has great voice and that song yeah. requires like some range to do. Mm-hmm. But I liked how she took on that on that song. But one thing that was, you know, when we were going through the clues and stuff, the Christmas tree and then Robert Redford, said Robert Redford helped her in her career. It's a very yeah. confusing hint because Robert Redford is like one of the old school like yeah. gods of like Hollywood. Like that guy's helped everybody. So, right. I mean, you could throw a rock in LA and probably hit someone who has 5 degrees of separation from Robert Redford because
100%.
Yeah, he's been around. Yeah.
Well, though, someone in the chat is now saying that the person that I just said, Jackie Evancho, was in a movie with Robert Redford and somehow Ooh. It was deduced to that. And we have someone that's disagreeing with us, Miss Miriam. She said that Kitty's performance was beautiful.
All right.
Which I guess I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Because that is kind of different than what we're talking about. So I agree with that.
Kitty is like, she's like angelic. So like, that's what I like. I just like her angelicness. I just wasn't a fan of today, but she'll come back through.
She will.
Okay. Let's talk about the banana. Who's saying Sweet Home Alabama.
I thought he went way harder than usual. And I was more entertained by him than I normally am. I'm usually just kind of like, okay, here we are. But he kind of had like a rock star vibe tonight, I thought. Mm-hmm. And his voice was completely different than what I remember.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. Go ahead, Rob.
No, go ahead. You're ahead.
Oh yeah, I thought the same thing. How he was saying how he's funny, but not stand up funny.
I could see that.
I felt like that was a helpful hint too, just because the judge is saying they were thinking of comedians. Mm-hmm. I still personally don't know who it is, but no. I thought he gave a helpful hint in telling us what he wasn't today, considering they all thought he was a comedian.
But he did say that he was he could be a type of blue collar, whatever that means.
Right.
So just more confusion.
I think that means he's just from the country. I think that's what it is. Like, he's one of those guys that has country roots, blue collar work, and, you know, family, neighborhood, city. And the song, the way he sang, you know, Sweet Home Alabama, that's more of a blues rocky song, but he made it a little countryer. You know, he had like, that had like a, I want to say like a Tennessee twang or West Virginia, you know, kind of deal. And I think that song for him was like, you know, safe. It didn't go too much outside of his wheelhouse. Yeah. And I think he pulled it off pretty good. But once again, it's not too far outside of his wheelhouse. So he could, you know, take care of that song.
Does anyone have any guesses? Because all of the chat seems very convinced that it's someone in particular.
Yeah, I think it's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Whoa.
Really?
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, every time someone says that, I just think it's wild.
I don't see that.
Wow. Maybe you're right. What do you think, Bria? Anything?
I don't have a guess for the banana, honestly.
The entire chat is saying Bret Michaels. And I think they have been throughout the season too, if I am not wrong.
But no,
I think
they've been saying,
yeah, Bret Michaels. So I think we should just go with the chat. Trust the chat.
But where is Bret Michaels from? I don't recall him being so country.
I mean, I don't know either.
I don't know a lot about Bret Michaels.
I don't know anything at all. I'll look it up. Let me look it up.
He was like in Motley Crue. He was
right. I know who he is, but I don't know anything about his person. You know what I mean? Because you just know about the group. Or do you? Where do you think he's from?
I mean, I didn't think he was from like the country. The only thing I really know about him is that he was in Motley Crue, and no, he didn't date Pamela Anderson. That was Tommy Lee who did.
Tommy Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's from Pennsylvania. So.
Oh yeah. So he's not. No, that's different. I think now I really think
I am appalled by the lack of Bret Michaels knowledge, because he is one of my favorites.
Wow.
Okay. He's the lead singer of Poison. Thank you.
Oops.
Oh,
Poison.
Ryan, sorry. We always feel you when it comes to these things. We're sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, but to be fair, Poison, Motley Crue.
It's okay. Motley Crue. And now we all were like, yeah, we know he's in Motley Crue. Whatever. Moving on.
That was my fault. I was the one who volunteered wrong knowledge.
So. We just believe everything you say. We just proved it.
So Poison. Sorry.
Okay, let's move on to the frog.
Guys, if you don't believe me now that the frog is Bow Wow,
I believe you.
Thank I do you. Too. I mean, it's just his voice. And there was something about when he said what he is not, I was like, only Bow Wow would say something like that. He gave himself props by saying he thinks he's some master dancer, gave himself props saying he's not a professional and started dancing. I was like, that is a Bow Wow vibe if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't even think there needs to be a discussion, really.
The song, though, is perfect. My favorite childhood song, I think.
Oh, Jump, yes, by Chris Cross, yes.
So good.
And he's such a great performer, too, that it's just entertaining to watch. But for sure, Bow Wow.
I hope he stays in. He doesn't need to leave. I'd rather just watch him.
Yeah.
And I also, he had a clue that right now it just hit me. He had a knight, like a statue of a knight in the armor. I think he was in this movie. I forgot the name of where he played basketball.
Like Mike.
Like Mike. And the name of the team that he played on were the Knights.
Was the Knights. Interesting.
Oh.
You guys remember that movie Roll Bounce?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good movie.
That's actually my favorite Bow Wow movie.
Yeah, he hasn't put any clues relating to it either.
No, because I think it's too obvious because it's the newest thing. I don't know what else he's done after that.
That's true.
Yeah. I think it's him, that Knight thing, putting that together, the statue of the Knight and the team that he played on in the movie Like Mike was the Knights. So I think that was him.
There it is.
But the judges aren't getting that basketball clue because they keep going to Little Romeo. They're not getting that basketball clue at all.
Yeah, they're going the wrong way because it also doesn't sound like Romeo.
Right.
That's why I keep getting confused by the judges. At a certain point, people just sound like who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they're current enough, like that wasn't that long ago that we've heard Bow Wow speak, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me, but I think it's strange that they don't guess.
I know. Okay. Well, so that wraps up Group B. Let's move on to Group C. So we have the Night Angel, who I am certain about that it's Candy Burris.
Yes.
100%. It's her. She sang Rise Up. By Andra, what's Andra's last name? Do you guys know?
Day.
Ooh. Andra Day, yeah.
Andra Day. Okay, she sang Rise Up. What did you guys think of the performance?
I like her voice a lot. She's a powerful voice, and I think she killed it. She's one of my favorite singers, like that's on the show. I really dig her. I think it was a great song for her to choose because she can handle it. You know, that song requires powerful vocals and she can handle it. But I will say, if it's not Candy Burris, I think it's somebody from In Vogue.
I wish, I hope.
Who though?
I don't know.
Whichever one isn't raspy. Whichever ones aren't raspy, because I don't think it would be that voice.
Right.
Yeah, well, offhand, I mean, I don't know. I would have to, like, look it up and listen to some more songs and get back to you next week.
I thought she did. She sang the song really differently, because we see that song a lot on singing competition shows, and she sang a completely different version of it, so I thought that was really cool. It was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good too. I definitely don't think it's anybody from the Braxton family.
No,
they have like more. There's something about their voice that is just different, and they all have something similar that you know when it's a Braxton. I feel like
It's like coming from the chest.
Yeah, they all sound like Tony Braxton.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah,
just like different levels of Tony Braxton.
Different. Okay. So
the chat agrees with you, Bria.
Yay.
The chat is on your side.
Glad to hear, because the chat is always right.
100%.
Okay, let's move on to the Rhino. The Rhino sang What a Man Gotta Do by the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did you guys think?
Him being not as tall as we think really threw me off.
Yeah.
Because he's probably just been running around with a rhino head on his head. And it makes a lot of sense performance-wise, because sometimes it's just like this kind of vibe, you know, just kind of like chilling around the stage. And so I thought that was very interesting, and it would be a good call to throw us off like that, because that man is huge.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I thought the performance was the usual from the Rhino.
I like how he turned that song country, though. It didn't sound bad as a country song. I only heard pieces of that song. I never like listened to that song completely prior to this. I only heard like pieces. I don't know if I'm out somewhere or hear it, but I like how he turned that song into a country song. I think it worked for him.
Yeah, like the banana. I'm like not sure at all who the Rhino is.
Yeah,
me
I have
either.
No clue either. I thought Tim Tebow, but I'm not sure anymore.
This is the one that the chat is saying is Barry Zito, the baseball player.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they said last week, too. And there must be clues that deduce to that. Honestly, I just think I personally am just very bad at the clue part. I'm not good at puzzles. I'm not good at those things.
Me too. That's how I feel about it.
But thank God we have the chat. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the chat on this one, too. Thank you, guys, because you've been saving us. Me, particularly. I'm not the master of all things music at some days.
Just some moments, not full days.
Yeah.
Just with us saying that, with like, I think I'm going to go on the chat. Do you guys feel like we're on a game show? Just like looking at you guys and hearing you say it, like, all right. Yep. Rhea, I'm going to go with the chat on that
one. Go to the chat.
Yes.
Wait, we have, I believe, a new chat member. Maybe I'm wrong, but they have a guess that is different. Okay. They think the rhino is Kurt Russell, and it is CFDACE Jackson is the name.
Kurt Russell.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. And Kurt Russell could be. That doesn't seem out of this world to me.
It doesn't. Okay. Well, let's move on to the astronaut. Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Haisley is the song that the astronaut sang. Thoughts?
I'm pretty sure it's Hunter Hayes. Because now, because everybody's been saying it and I didn't hear it before, but tonight I was there and I thought I heard it. So I don't know. I'm just really making strong proclamations tonight, but I think that that's the answer.
I'm hopping on the JC Chavez. I don't know why, but but I just want to.
But he's such a good dancer, though, JC.
Yeah.
And the astronaut is not.
True. I just really want it to be him. I think it's one of those Diana Ross things like I had before.
Yeah. Just will it. Will it and it will come.
Rob?
Well, here's the thing. So with him, with the JC Chavez thing, I was on that bus as well. But he, first of all, I like the version of Never Gonna Give You Up. He did really good with this one. I liked it. But with the whole never being trained as a singer thing, that's where I was like, okay, who? Because those guys in the boy bands, they constantly have somebody like working with them on their voice and sing, not just working together on voice, but singing together in a group with harmonies, all kinds of stuff. That's like hard to do, you know? So I don't know.
And he's from Mickey Mouse Club. So he definitely had kid training too, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Sorry, Rhea. Okay.
Wasn't JC Chavez from Mickey Mouse Club too?
JC Chavez. No, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
That he had training because he was definitely there. I don't know about Hunter Hayes, though. I don't know enough about him.
Okay.
But that's what the chat thinks too. So
Hunter Hayes?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, it left us with our three. That was Rhino, White Tiger, and Banana. And of course, your favorite went home today, you guys. White Tiger went home. I know you guys are happy about that. They're already smiling.
Goodbye.
So you guys have it. What are you? You guys, go ahead. Go off.
I'm just glad that it's over because I didn't want the like that eccentric performance to take away from other people's really amazing voices and him to end up going further and further because I thought that might be what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he should have went home night one, and he's hung on like an unpaid bill for like all this time. I'm actually happy though that he hung on this far, you know, because it also shows that it's not just singing, you know, it's stage presence, it's performance, you know, it's the dance moves, it's the energy that you give to the crowd and receive back from the crowd. And voice or not, he still put on a good show, and I can see how he got kept, but really he should have went home.
He did have a graceful goodbye, which I appreciated and did not expect. Yep. So that was very nice to see too.
It was. And we didn't say his name, but it was Rob Gronkowski, just for our viewers and listeners, just so you guys know, which everybody already knew. But yeah, so he went home today. His energy will be missed, but so long.
Bye.
Okay, let's move right along. Do we have any news today, or should we move right along to our game?
Let's pop in the game.
Let's do it.
Bring in Ryan for our version of Massinger. Hey. There he is. You guys get to see him. Look at that.
Okay. It's a bit of a mixed bag today, y'all. We got a ton of music from different eras. It's just going to be wild. I think some people are going to buzz in immediately. Wild. Some people aren't. But if you're not familiar with this game, it's our version of The Masked Singer, where you buzz in. Your name is your buzzer. And in the chat, if you guess the singer and song, we'll do points. And at the end, who wins? We got 9 today, all right? 2-second clips. First one up.
Okay.
This one right here. Right here.
Rob.
I knew Rob was going to get it the second I heard it.
I know.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, that's Unpredictable by Jamie Foxx.
Oh, the name and
ding,
the
ding,
artist.
Ding, 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 ding. Rob coming out early. 1-0. Well done. All right, here we
what?
Go.
How old is that song? Is that like from his TV show or something?
No, it's from like 2009, 8 or 9.
Okay.
It's from You Should Have Known It. No, no, you shouldn't have. Here we go. Hint.
Is it a song in a movie?
No. Hint. Maybe. Hint.
Okay.
You mentioned this singer-songwriter today on this episode.
Oh.
So it's definitely... Oh.
I know who it is, but I'm going to wait.
Let's look
wait,
at the chat.
Wait.
Let's look in the chat.
I don't
know. You mentioned him today.
Well, is it Brett Michaels?
I didn't hear you buzz in.
Yeah, what's
Priya?
Your name?
Priya.
I should put my name on my hand. Is it Brett Michaels?
Ding, ding, ding. Priya is on the board. It was Brett Michaels.
I would just like to chime in. Jazzy Jones is also on the board because she got Jamie Foxx.
Ooh,
wow, Jazzy.
All right. Third.
Priya!
Bria.
Just do it, Bria. It's right.
4, 3, 2, 1. Dang.
Oh, wait.
Answer,
I just
answer,
forgot
answer.
The name.
Oh, Bria's out. Okay. One more time.
Play it again.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I have it.
No.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I mean, Trina.
Loud.
Trina. Oh, Trina. Wow. Trina.
It's Bow Wow, but I'm not going to do that.
No,
I'm not
you have
to take
you...
it. That's Bria's point.
Nah,
you have to take
Bria
it.
Bria did not follow the protocol.
No. Okay.
It is one all.
My
wait,
chat
hold
is
on.
Boiling.
Oh, never mind. Don't hold on.
Okay.
Nothing from
Jazzy
the chat.
Did
continue.
Say Bow Wow. Jazzy did say Bow Wow. Okay. Here we go.
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Rob.
Oh.
Rob.
Go, Bob.
That's Hungry Heart by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, snap. Sorry. I scared Steven. That is correct.
Did he get
Rob,
it right?
Rob is 2-1. Wow, that was one play, too. Well done. All right, here we go.
How are you?
And it went in and out, too.
Oh, it did? My bad. Sorry, guys. All right, here we go.
No, it's us. We're not good enough. Do it again. have no idea.
I have nothing. A hint. What does the chat say?
A hint.
The chat's a couple seconds behind, so chat's go ahead, Ryan. Behind.
Here's a hint. It's within the past 3 years, and he performed it on three late-night talk shows, Fallon, Colbert, and Kimmel. I'll play one more time.
Can you go again? No clue.
I don't. I give up.
Final hint.
I give up.
Final hint. The initials are LB for this performer. LB. Play one more time.
Trina's face.
LB or LG?
All I can think of is Luke Bryan, and I know that's wrong.
LB. Is time up? Did I stump everyone? The chat included?
Your time. That's it.
Yeah.
Leon Bridges.
The chat has nothing.
Beyond. Leon Bridges. Beyond.
Oh.
Here we go. Next
I round. Was just I'm listening to him yesterday. Oh, my God.
We just want to make sure that we saw that Jazzy got Bow Wow, correct?
Yes.
You added that to your points, mm-hmm. Ryan? Or your mental points? Someone's saying Nick Carter. Obviously wrong.
Here we go.
Oh, wait.
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
What is it, Rob?
That's Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob has 3 points. That is correct.
Wow.
That is correct. All right, here we go. Here we go. Sorry, here we go. Next one. Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A? Yes, it's a joke.
Man.
Are you laughing because you know it, Rob, or are you laughing because it's funny?
I'm laughing because nobody knows this song.
It sounds like a character. Brian.
Okay. This came out within the last 5 months by probably the biggest artist alive right now. I'll play it one more time. Other than Beyonce.
Alive.
Other than Beyonce.
The biggest artist alive.
Chick-fil-A? Biggest artist alive, according to who?
Probably net worth. Probably,
the chat.
Yeah, what does the chat say?
Bruno?
No. Incorrect. Incorrect, Bruno. Jazzy it's Jones.
Not,
incorrect.
It's not Bruno Mars?
It's not Bruno Mars. I'm talking
okay, Bria.
Net worth. Yes, Bria.
Is it Drake?
No, incorrect. Rob, any guess?
I don't know. I have no guess.
No guess. Okay.
No
guess. Trina, help me out here. Any guess?
I'm trying to think net worth, biggest artist of right now, Harry Styles.
No, I'm gonna look at the chat one more time.
Was that right?
Nothing. This is Kanye West closed on Sunday from his new album.
Oh.
Brand new. Not brand new. If you want, to.
I haven't listened to that yet. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Just to chime in.
Yeah.
Wait, Tara and Jazzy both guessed Gladys Knight at the same time.
Wow, guys! I think we have a few people tied with Rob for these last. We have two left here. By the way, that song, just to clue you in, it's called Closed on Sunday because to him, his boo thing is someone like Chick-fil-A. Like, they're closed on Sunday. Anyway, it's a weird song. It's really funny. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here's the next one.
If I would've known it, baby.
One more.
If I would've known it, baby.
Oh. Trina.
Trina.
Jessie J.
Oh, no. No.
Close, though, yeah.
You're close. This is like a top Billboard right now. All right, play one more time.
Play it again. I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be the maddest.
We got Miriam guessing Halsey incorrect. Trina, any guess? Bria, any guess?
No, I was going to say Jasmine Sullivan, but when Trina guessed that, I was way off.
Rob Stiles.
I was thinking Halsey too, but no.
It's three syllables.
Oh, Trina?
Yeah.
Oh wait, three syllables. Never mind.
All right, I'm looking at the chat one more time.
Dua Lipa?
Yes.
Oh, more than three
it
syllables.
It is Dua Lipa.
Oh, it is.
Dua Lipa. Okay. I knew that I just heard her. I knew it.
That is correct. I don't know if we'll count it, but that is correct. All right, this is the final one. This one's worth all the marbles. This one's worth 80,000 points.
Okay.
80,000.
80,000. And I think we need to give 5 seconds for the chat to guess. So
just
like ponder, like Jeopardy music, you know? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up.
Oh, I'll wait.
All right. Give the chat just a few more seconds. Three, two, one. Four is open.
Trina.
Miguel. No.
Oh.
You've been waiting to me this whole time.
Bria, Bria underscore Williams.
Wow, I was really banking on Trina getting it right. because I don't know. So I'm just going to guess the Jonas Brothers.
No. And Rob.
I'm going to guess Frank Ocean.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Ocean, Nikes. That is correct. Well done.
That's not right.
Rob wins it tonight.
Are you serious?
Holy cow. Yeah, completely serious.
That was Frank Ocean.
That was Frank Ocean, wow. Nikes.
Rob.
That was
welcome back, Rob.
Welcome back, Rob.
Wow.
I cannot believe that. Wow.
That was an incredible performance. Rob, wow. What the heck? Thank you, everybody in the chat, for playing with us. Thank you, everybody. It was a lot of fun, and thank you, Ryan.
Oh, did anybody in the chat get Frank Ocean?
No, just got Bieber.
Jesse Rob, master of all things music.
He's back. He's back, baby. He lost it for a minute, and he's back.
Yes.
Well, I guess you could kick us off with your predictions for next week, winner.
Real quick, I won't go Ken Young and go all over the place, but the only people that I have a prediction with, okay, so Banana may possibly go home next week, and yeah, that's pretty much the only one that I have that was like the weakest out of all was the Banana, and Night Angel and Turtle aren't going anywhere. They're going to be here to the end.
Mm-hmm. I think either the Banana or the Rhino will go home next week, just because I think the Kangaroo's going to go home, but I don't think they're going to let two people from Group A go home in week after week. So that's why I think it'll be one of either the Rhino or the Banana next week.
I agree with that. Probably the Rhino, actually, I think. because it seemed like the Banana stepped up his games and the Rhino did the opposite. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right, chat, make sure you guys leave your comments below and let us know your predictions for next week. In the meantime, you guys know you guys can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Bria Williams _. And also you can follow me on Twitter at the Bria Williams.
Y'all can find me at Hey Trina Dong on both Twitter and Instagram. And again, please follow Bria on TikTok. It's my favorite isolation activity.
Rob? Yes. And you guys can find me on Insta at Rob Stilo. That's STEELO. Make sure you guys are being safe out there. Yeah.
All right, you guys, until next week, we will see you then. And as always, thanks for tuning in. We love you. See ya.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.